Hey, my name is Rich B. Knight, and I've written my debut novel, The Darkness of the Womb. Here are some of the chapters. If you enjoy it, please subscribe. Aiden Haunt turned over in his cradle. He dug his cheek into his pillow and pulled up his blanket to shelter himself from the whistling breeze and hide from the birds circling below him around the Tree of Life. From the tree grew a million limbs, and on each rock cradles. Enormous birds circled the tree and picked up the babies when their mothers were ready to give birth to them. It was on the highest limb that gently rocked Aiden's cradle that the gargantuan bird with the gangling legs, spindly neck, and a bill just as long came to perch. Aiden couldn't see the bird because his eyes were closed, but he felt its presence way down on the branch. The bird was early, several months so actually, but Aiden had known this day would come. He had envisioned it in a dream upon his first night on the tree, sprouting up like a pupa until his body separated from the shell that he was encased in. That shell became his cradle, as it did for all babies on the Tree of Life. "Wake up, my lord. It is time," the bird said. "I'm already up, but go away," Aiden said. He caught a whiff of the massive creature's dry feathers. They smelled of mulch. "You have no business being here. I'm nobody's lord, and I never will be. Now get out of here. It's bad enough that squawk, squawk, squawk." The bird opened its beak for the first time. It flapped its wings and shook the thick branch beneath them, rustling the leaves. Aiden covered his ears. "I said go away. You can't force me to be something I don't want to be. Nobody can." "As I'm sure your dreams have clearly shown," the bird began. "Did imagination send you?" Aiden balled up his fists beneath the covers and scrunched his tiny nose, his eyes still closed. "Does it matter?" The bird's voice was deep and rich in Aiden's head. It sat between his eyes like a migraine. "Did he?" Aiden repeated. He leaned to the right of his cradle. The abrupt motion made the branch moan. If he wanted to, he could send himself hurtling to the earth below. All he had to do was push. "Fate sent me," the creature said. "Fate." Aiden flashed his gums at the unwanted guest. "There's no such thing as fate. You can't make me do anything I don't want to do, and neither can imagination. Now go back to him and tell him I said that." "As I'm sure your dreams have clearly shown," the bird continued, "you have no choice in the matter. You are destined to be the Messiah. It has already been decided." The truth was, he had seen the dreams. They were horrible, every last one of them. From the moment he had sprouted upon this top branch of the Tree of Life, he had glimpsed into his future, and what he saw was war, endless, meaningless war. All of it would be fought over his name for centuries after he died. Sects would battle over his philosophy. Christianity and Islam would lose steam after a global economic collapse. A world war over resources would force people to find a new, more practical God. And Aiden, with his vision, would be the one who leads the world out of its depression. It would make him a legend, godlike in his foresight and deliberation. But in time, people would distort his image and pervert it to their own beliefs. The last image Aiden always saw in his dreams was that of a statue of himself crumbling in a seismic bomb blast. A half of the statue's face always slid off in the dream, smashing on the earth below. And that's when he would always awaken in a panic. He couldn't let that future happen. He wouldn't. "Besides, when you're born, you'll forget we even had this conversation," the bird continued. "By the time you're an adult, your future will seem as if you had chosen it for yourself. You'll see. Now please, stay still. I'm just going to..." "No!" Aiden screamed. He rammed his shoulder against the left side of his cradle. It leaned left, and when Aiden opened his eyes for the first time in his existence, he saw the bird. It was bathed in grungy white feathers on its underbelly. It had a long, white meat cleaver of a bill and dark, beady eyes wide with shock. The bird stood about 7 feet tall. It lunged to grab Aiden with its bill. Aiden saw scabs covering its bald head. The bird was too slow. The cradle rolled to the other side of the branch and hit the creature on the side of its pink face. Aiden tumbled out like a log. "You selfish fool!" The rushing air tore at Aiden's plummeting nude body. He spread his arms and whizzed past thick branches, each lined with 7 or 8 cradles. The network of verdant leaves and branches was stunning as he plummeted toward the black vortex that was the ground. As he fell, 2 more birds with the same gray feathers and sharp bills looked up. They dropped the babies they had in their clutches and flew toward him. Aiden tilted as they neared, and they shot past him, their white undersides brushing his skin. In a sharp maneuver, he missed a branch that would have split open his head. Shit, he thought. All he wanted to do was hit one. Why was this so hard? The branches flew past him in droves. He couldn't line himself up with any of them. He was going too fast. It was almost like the branches were shifting out of his way. He continued falling for minutes. Behind him, there was screeching. He couldn't turn his head but could sense the birds were nearing. If he was going to end his existence, he had to do it soon. The light was sparse and lit by lanterns on the ends of branches. It was hard to see. But then, an ideal branch emerged from the darkness. He was close, but so was the screeching. The branch was fat and wide. He couldn't miss it. He closed his eyes and bared his gums. At this speed, his collision would take out all 12 babies sleeping on the branch, but it couldn't be helped. Better 12 now than billions later, he thought. He prepared for the collision and a sharp, piercing sickle shot through his right shoulder blade. His neck snapped forward and his arm shot out. He let out a tiny scream, using his lungs for the first time. In one searing tug, he was shooting skyward again. Let me go! Aiden kicked out his legs and clamped his tight eyes against the rushing wind. I made up my mind. I don't want to be born. The future demands otherwise, the bird said, flapping its wings aggressively against gravity. But you're creating fate. This isn't how it's supposed to be. Let me end myself. The bird didn't respond. They soared skyward. Two more birds were swooping down toward him, their beaks wide with fury. Hey, thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you want to hear more, please subscribe for weekly updates. And if you want to see more of the story with comics and videos, please check out my website, thedarknessofthewomb.com. Thanks again for listening, and please subscribe.